Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. We're here with our administrator, producer, executive guy, Mike.
Oh, wow. His role just increased.
Yeah. Actually, I'm like a line judge. And so I just call out who wins that role. You know,
well, anyway, we're here for another Mailbag Monday. We're going to have a really good time. We got some great questions, Angel. Let's just jump in and find out what they are.
And I'm the wife.
Yes, you are the wife. You are the wife. My wife, Angel.
Okay, Joe. You said that one or more of your kids didn't do so great in school with their grades. We have a child like that. How are you able to determine they were really trying and not just disinterested? We've done summer school the last 3 years just to try to help the grades, but it's just a battle to get a passing grade. It's frustrating because there are things that they are so good at, but you do have to eventually graduate high school.
Yes, you do. The advantage I had was I learned from a guy, a man and his wife, who got both their kids scholarships to college, and I just questioned him one day, how'd you do that? He said, well, she would go down to the public library and find out where you got who gives scholarships. Now, there's a book at Barnes & Noble called The Great College Book of College Scholarships. All colleges in America offer scholarships for different things, and she found that book. She found out the college she wanted to go to and what they needed to do, and biggest thing was the SAT score, ACT score, and she realized you can start taking that test early. And so with my kids, let's just start taking it in ninth grade. You can take it, I think, five times a year, $39.95. And so we took the PSAT and the PACT. So we practiced that test. And I realized some of my kids, they all start off real low. Even my college professor daughter was very low. I think her first PSAT was like a 9. Nine. I thought, well, that's not much, but we found her strength. So we practiced that test, you know, for 4 years, and she kept getting higher. But eventually you find out their gifts and their strengths. My middle daughter, great athlete, very petite, very well spoken, never lost her temper. I never heard her say a cuss word her whole life. If she did, I never heard it. But she was very tough at what she did, very good at it. But she was a C student at best. At best, if she made a B, we bought cake and ice cream. And so, I remember when we got her into a private university, her younger sister got in on a full scholarship. And so, but she got in at 25%. But she got 25% because her younger sister's coming on a full scholarship. And they told her in the room, said, hey, you get 25% off for being related. And I thought, well, let's just jump on. I said, well, sure, that's great. You get 25% just for being related to a smart younger sister. And we toured the campus that day, but I had this conversation. I said, sugar, you got a gift. Everybody's got a gift. The Bible says God's gift makes room for you, brings forth kings, makes you wealthy. I just don't know what it is. I've tried the last several years to find out. I don't know what you're good at. You're real good with your mouth. You run your mouth all the time real good. So I said, try journalism. Let's see if we can put it on paper. And I'm serious. I said, try journalism. See if we can make some money with that mouth. And so she did. She majored in journalism, but she volunteered to take photographs for the school newspaper and the school yearbook. And a year and a half later, she finished college on two years of full scholarship. She became the editor-in-chief of the college paper, the yearbook, and they liked her. And so today, you know, when I started my publishing company, Cora was half owner on Stumble Up Publishing. And some of the other kids asked, well, why don't you do that? I said, well, because she's a journalism major. It's not because she's my daughter. And what you have to understand, kids, my other kids are getting A's, going to the reunions, the banquets, you know, for a straight-A student, and they were an all-star basketball player, an all-state basketball player. Cora wasn't going to any of that stuff. And the Bible says, you know, the other kids gifted early, she gifted later. But now, I mean, she, you know, what happened to her? Well, her gift showed up and blossomed.
Well, I it's hard to see your child struggle
sure.
with anything.
Sure.
As a parent, you want them to be you know, super kid.
I know.
Mike, your parents.
My parents motivated me. I got to tell them myself. I brought a report card. I didn't know the teacher had written something on the back of my report card. Okay. I just knew that I had terrible grades. But I came home and gave the card to my dad, and I thought, I'm going to, you know, I could get a spanking for this. Then he flipped over and read something on the back, and we had to go pick up the paddle out of the hall. We had to go to the stairway, open the door, and bring him the paddle.
Yeah,
but
oh my gosh.
What I found out that my teacher had written, this was in third grade. It said, and I had, well, actually what happened was I had two F's and three D's.
Ooh.
In the third grade?
In the third grade. And I know.
We're coming off the bottom.
It's not – things are not starting
well.
See,
there's hope for your child.
Yeah, see. But my teacher had written on the back, it's not that Mike can't do the work. It's that he's too busy thinking of the next funny thing he's going to say.
And that has not changed. That has not changed.
I know. But the next 9 weeks, straight A's. I'm not kidding. Straight A's. So there is some motivation.
Come on.
Well, I did the same thing one time, but I was a little older. I tried to change my grades, the F's to B's.
Ooh.
I'll never forget my dad saying, "You trying to con a con man, honey?" It was not a pretty day. It was not a pretty day, but I did really good that next semester, too. You don't forget. But, you know, I have two kids. One was this. Touch. I never saw him even bring home a book, even through college. He was taking a course on his wedding day. He wrote the final paper. I'm like, who does that?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I knew I'd be stressing about it all week, so he just wrote it real quick, you know. And so, okay. So then I had my daughter the second day of school, and I think I've shared this before. She said, the teacher called me and said, Nicole wants me to call you and tell you that to come pick her up because she doesn't like this anymore. She was like
day that. Two. Oh,
that
day
was day two.
Two
of kindergarten, and it was like that for 12 solid years.
Ugh.
Pure misery.
I hated school.
And she, I can remember her putting her little head in her hands. I'm trying so hard. She would try, but she was, you know, just she was a late bloomer.
Yep.
Hits college, starts to soar. Then goes to get her master's, and now is a Montessori teacher.
Where have you been?
Why did you make me flat out miserable for 12 solid years? So some kids are just late bloomers.
So if there's late bloomers,
yes.
You're saying I still have a chance.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know about that. You may have hit your stride.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think every kid is different.
Yes.
You know what? Here's the thing. We try to take kids that may be creative and put them into a place that is just like a mold of like you should book learn.
Yes.
And that's not how they learn.
Yes.
And one thing I do like about the Montessori teaching, which my daughter's tried to explain to me, I don't know, is that they take the child and to see where how they learn.
Yes.
And teach them that way. And it seems to have a greater effect.
Yes.
So I would work with your kids. But listen, this is true. I was telling Joe the other day, my daughter, we had to have tutors and we had to do work through the summer and all. Every summer was miserable. She got to the third grade, I think it was, and got to this teacher. And I said to the teacher, first day of school, do I need to keep the tutor going? And she said, you know, let me just work with her a little bit. And she caught her up that year. And so that year, the next couple years, was a lot easier. Now, we took a dip later on again, but still, sometimes it's the person that they're working with. Sometimes you can get just a great teacher. But, you know, it can be disappointing. It can be hard to see your kids struggle. It can be hard to see them lag behind. Maybe you need to consider some other options. Maybe homeschooling is a better option for them. Maybe, every kid is different. But I can tell you something. That kid, no matter how much they struggle now, God has a plan and a purpose for them, and it could shock you. That could be the kid that excels above and beyond, because what they are learning is some tough life skills.
Yeah, they are.
My daughter learned that, you know, that you know, you don't always, it doesn't, things don't always come easy. You have to sometimes work harder for them. My son didn't learn that. He everything came easy. So,
and he assumes everybody else is like him.
He does not understand. We can't all touch an instrument and pick it up and, and play it, you know.
You know, one of the things we did, and I've shared before, we collected 1,206 biographies when I was a school administrator of millionaires and billionaires who never finished school. And I did that on purpose. I want kids to know, it's not your GPA, it's not your IQ. Your gift that God gave you at the moment of conception will make room for you, make you famous, and make you wealthy. Not your IQ, and you need to study, and you need to apply yourself. But some people, school's just not, they're not made for it. I've got relatives that are electricians, plumbers, millwrights, make great livings, enjoy going to work. I said, if you hate going to work, there's a problem. You should love going to work. I don't care if you're an engineer, a dentist, a doctor, a lawyer, or a plumber. You should love going to work.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, here we go to another one. My wife and I both come from homes where there was divorce. And it seems that it is making every confrontation that we have a lot worse. Can you say a few words? We both listen to the podcast, and we would love to hear you say a few words about people not assuming that all confrontations are going to lead to a divorce.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind was you never let it come out of your mouth. You never talk about it. And we got married. We're married until one of us dies and goes to heaven, or until Jesus comes to get us. Mm-hmm. It's forever, and marriage is forever. You know, the Bible talks about both Old and New Testament, you know, Jesus addressed, you know, but divorce is not a good thing. It was never meant to be. Moses allowed it because of the hardness of their hearts. And so, just don't ever bring it up. Divorce, I don't care if your uncle got divorced, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, and everybody's divorced. That's not us. We're a new creation. This is a new deal. And so, number one, don't bring it up. Don't make it part of your vocabulary. Don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? I'm a problem solving. You're real short. You marry your opposite as a gift from God. You get to solve problems together. So don't bring it up. Don't need to talk about it. What are you dealing with? Well, let's deal with this. Let's figure out how to fix this. You know, you're not happy about this, or I'm not happy about this, or this is a problem. Let's fix it together. What can we do to make this better? Might not be able to do it today. Might not change it in 24 hours, but hey, we'll start working on this. Be a problem solver. Matthew 18:19. Blessed are the problem solvers. They'll be called the children of God. So don't even make divorce part of your vocabulary.
I do feel like, however, when you are the child of a divorce, that there is a natural anxiety.
You get branded.
There's natural anxiety that this is going to lead to that outcome and the pain that it causes a child. I know my son was very slow to pull the marriage trigger because I feel like the pain that he felt as a kid, he didn't want, you know, to go through that or to go again, and he didn't want anybody else that he cared about to go
through. Well, the negative thing, because he's very smart, so he's a thinker. He said, well, what happened? How did this go south? This was so good. This was so great. Everybody loved my parents. My parents were famous. How did this go so far south?
Yeah.
And so he's smart, and that's a negative thing where you're almost overthinking it. Well, it's just a decision. You know, I'm not going to do that. We're going to do this.
Well, and I think you can go from one extreme to another. You can say, I'm never going to do this, and go, you know, the pendulum is going to swing that way. But here's the thing, again, and we talked about it in a podcast or two back, but confrontation. When you've been through a child of a divorce, obviously you have seen some bad conflicts.
Heard some bad things.
And you've seen more than a child should be exposed to.
Yes.
So what you're going to have to do as a couple now, because you're coming in it, you know, from a wounded area, you're going to, as a couple, either go get counseling and put some boundaries on and perimeters on where your conflict is going to take you, or together as a couple, set some, you know, like I said before, rules of engagement.
Yes.
So that, you know, you're not going to use a divorce word. You're not going to call names. You're not going to cut down.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to yell and scream. And listen, the first few times you do this, you're going to fail.
Yes.
And so that's okay.
Yes.
Then say, you know what? I blew it. I crossed the line. I'm sorry.
The righteous fall seven times a day. You're going to make mistakes. Just learn how to repent quick and forgive quick.
Yes, because the way I handled things when I was 20 and I didn't come from divorce are not the same way I handle them at this is so funny. Side note, the other day I asked somebody that was around my age, how old are you? And she goes, 50s. And I go, 50s. She would not commit to anything but 50s. I said, that's funny. I'm going to start doing that. I'm 50s. So, but in my 50s, I handle conflict and with a whole lot more wisdom and a whole lot slower. So it's a process. But the thing is, the goal is the same, to have a healthy marriage, to have a healthy relationship.
Thank you.
And so as long as you can together commit to that's what our goal is, then the other things can work itself out in place. You're two different people coming from two different circumstances. Yes, you're overcoming the divorce thing, but it's not the impossible dream. There's a lot of people that have done it, and you can too. Just take that into consideration.
And just remember, your spouse is a gift from God. God gave you a gift. It's a gift, and they're your total opposite, as a gift from God.
Hey, guys, we are so grateful that you join us every Monday on our Mailbag Monday.
Yes.
We'd love for you to sign up for our mailing list so that you can find out more about what's going on with Joe McGee Ministries and Joe and I personally. You can find that out at joemcgee.com. Also, if you'd like to partner with us and help us to keep this podcast going, please join us at joemcgee.com as well. We love you. We're grateful for you. Have a great day.
God bless, guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.